Hey, it's the Buddy Whittington Band. Buddy Whittington here.
Pete Stroud here.
Roger Cotton here.
You're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
I love you more and more and more every day. I love you more and more and more in every way. Well, give me your heart, your lips too.
Of about 3 years ago, when Buddy Whittington and band came to the Houseboat and did a session, and they heard Buddy and band, and I love you more and more each day. And it opens up the Raven and the Blues this week with a lot of sadness, because you probably heard at the beginning there, Pete Stroud and Buddy and also Roger Cotton announcing the entrance of the show. And Roger Cotton died this week. He didn't seem to be ill. Nobody, if he was, he'd kept it very quiet. People were talking to him only just last week about recording a new album and going on tour. And Roger has been around in the business many, many years. And basically, he'd been involved with lots and lots of bands. He had his own recording studio in Kent, and lots of bands recorded there too. He was a magnificent sound man and a great keyboard player. And he's 2 months older than me, and he died this week. Memories of Roger Cotton. Let's do something else from Roger now, because one of the bands he was involved with, I mean, the bands like The Proof and so on, but Peter Green and Nigel Watson had the Splinter Group, and on keys for that was always Roger Cotton. Here they are. Buddy Guy on guitar, Peter Green, Nigel Watson, and on keys, Roger Cotton. Crossroad Blues.
If you please.
About 15, 16 years ago, the album Hot Foot Powder, Peter Green, Nigel Watson and Roger Cotton, and Buddy Guy also on guitar as well. R.I.P. Roger. He was much loved by so many in the business. Facebook was full this week of the outpourings of other musicians who regret his passing. If he called you my dear chap, you were one of his friends. R.I.P. Roger. Roger Cotton died this week, aged 70 and 2 days. It's a bit scary. Okay, where to now? Lots of new stuff in the programme, and talking about the British Blues Awards and some tours that are going on as well. Let's play you a pre-release from the album, which is coming out very, very soon, I think in the next week or so. The American supergroup The Rides, which are Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Stephen Stills, and on keys Barry Goldberg. This is off their new album, as it will be, Pierced Arrow, and it's called By My Side. Life froze on
ones who seek it. Those that don't, they have retreated. Then the fear has finally been defeated. Even for those who won't believe it. Some days are cold and lonely. Sometimes it's hard to get by. I can't stare down anything as long as you're by my
be holding a cigarette lighter in the air somewhere. That's The Rides off their forthcoming album, Pierced Arrow and By My Side. Okay, as we speak this weekend in Durango in Colorado, the Durango Blues Train Festival is going on and it's headlining there in Moreland and Arbuckle. They've got a couple more dates in Kansas before they hit the States, before they leave the States and hit the UK in about 2 weeks' time. They've got about a two-week UK tour. All the time that they're in the UK, I'm going to be out of the UK in Cyprus. Isn't that typical? Anyway, off their new album, Promised Land or Bust, here's a taste of what you can hear when you see them live on stage. Why She'd Have to Go and Let Me Down, Moreland and Arbuckle.
Thank you. dance hall girl in the town parade, blew kisses to the crowd with every turn she made. I went numb when her eyes met mine, then I couldn't keep up with the forward line. Tell me why did she have to go? Let me down. 3 months into my freshman year, I met a skinny little girl who liked to sing for beer. She could entertain for hours on end, then one day she never woke up again. Tell me why did she have to go and let me down? In point of fact, I'm careless with love and ready to accept defeat. Double-crossed most every day. It's in my estimation I've been led astray. Hey, there ain't nothing like a woman wearing overalls, playing records loud enough to nearly crack the walls. We kept from making love until the song was through, but then she made off with my records and my speakers too. Tell me why did she have to go and let me down? In point of fact, I'm careless with love and ready to accept defeat. Double-crossed most every day. It's in my estimation I've been led astray. Hey. Dealing under tables by the neon lights, I met a former beauty queen who gambled day and night. A couple hours later we were at her place, with her husband's hunting rifle pointing at my face. Tell me why she have to go and let me down?
Thank you. boy. There's something about you, baby, that makes me sweat. How do you feel? I'm lonely. What do you think? Can't think it all. What you gonna do? Gonna live my life. I'm lonely.
I'm lonely, I need you tonight. That's INXS's original, made into a blues song, and wonderfully so too, from Bonnie Raitt and her new album Digging Deep. She's just come to the end of her UK tour. She's now in France and then going through the rest of Europe. And before Bonnie, you heard Morland and Arbuckle from their new album Promised Land or Bust, and they start their UK tour in a matter of about 2 weeks' time. And why did she have to go? Okay, talking of tours, here's a lady who's just started hers now to promote her new album, Feeling Good. And she's also up for an award in the British Blues Awards. Mention them now. I'll probably mention them every week for the month of June. You haven't got to be British to vote, for a start. You can, wherever you are in the world, you can vote in the British Blues Awards. All you need is an email address. Then you go to the website, which is britishbluesawards.com, and then you go to the voting site. And then all the categories are there for the female artist, male vocals, guitar player, keyboards, the whole thing. Down towards the bottom, it's the radio shows. I'm there too, and I would love your vote, really would. I've been lucky enough to win twice in the last 3 years, and I would love to win a third time. Then I can't win again. I go, it's, once you've won three times, it's three strikes and you're out, basically. Basically, that's all you've got to do. Kaz Hawkins is up there for quite a few awards, I think, but here she is from her new album, Feeling Good, and Don't Run Away. Side of the room, Kaz Hawkins from her album Feeling Good and Don't Run Away, and she's on tour at the UK at present. If you can get a chance to see her, please do. And she's also up for a vote in the British Blues Awards, as is this next gentleman, Half Deaf Clatch. His album, Simple Songs for These Complicated Times, The Countdown Blues.
Thank you. Left to lose. When that hellbound can't pretend.
Dave McCarry, Hellbound Train. And before that, you heard Half Death Clutch and a track from his album and the Countdown Blues. Two guys breaking the mold in the blues in many respects by doing very different things. 300 miles apart, one's from Hull, the other one is from Loch Lomond near Glasgow. And that's Dave McCarry's new EP called Hellbound Train. And I was just, when I played the two tracks together there, it reminded me I last saw both of these guys that together at a festival just about a year ago up in Alwinton at the Reavers Rock and Blues Festival, and they were both on the bill then. Anyway, good stuff indeed. Okay, Wally Bo Walker featuring Danny Flam and more friends. There's a new album coming out called Tales of the Mescal Canyon Troubadour. Come on, Raven, you can do it. Tales of the Mescal Canyon Troubadours, even though he's from London. Wally Bo Walker with Fool for You.
You've got something burning, baby, and all I can do.
amazing. If the album is like that, it's going to be fabulous. Tales of the Mescal Canyon Troubadours is what it's going to be called. Waribo Walker, and they heard Fool for You. Had an email this week from a long-time listener to the programme. I think John Broderas started listening when I was on BFBS FM in Cyprus, long before the podcasting days. But then, with podcasting starting some 11 years ago, and as he moved around the world, he's still a listener, as many people are on the podcast. I know that some people subscribe via Mixcloud, and one or two of you sort of listen to it just by clicking on the link every week. But it's so much easier if you can just download the things and listen to them as and when you like. But John kind of believes that, in fact, I'm able to track where the listeners are. It would be wonderful if I could, personally to you, hey, you haven't listened for a couple of weeks, where have you been? But I can't do that. I can get the figures of people who download it, which for me, having had 40 years in radio, where you sort of sit in a studio and broadcast on FM, and you've got no idea whether you've got 1 million or one listener or even none at all, with being able to sort of look at the figures, basically, and see the downloads across the world. But it can narrow it down to states in America, but it can't narrow it down to your house and identify it's you, so don't worry. But if you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, it's remarkably simple. Just go to the Raven and the Blues page, which is ravenblues.co.uk, and hit subscribe, and you can get it on all different things. I forget what John's listening to it on, but also, whilst I'm mentioning people, some people at the beginning of the month have a kind of standing order where they make a small donation to the programme, and this month, having just started, lots of donations have come in. Thank you again so much for keeping the programme going. We'll play this one for you then, the Bridget Kelly Band, their new album Out of the Blues, and here she is with Dangerous Man.
We'll be right back.
good stuff indeed. Tall, dark and handsome, I'm a dangerous man. Also a liar. A liar as well. That's Bridget Kelly Band from Out of the Blues, her new album, and Dangerous Man. If you're a regular, you'll know that on Thursday I tend to put the show together, look at all the new stuff that's come in and kind of decide the running order. Then Friday I sit down and do the programme, and it gets therefore to all the different outlets by Friday afternoon, Friday evening. This next Friday I'm going to be in Gatwick Airport and then on a plane, and I don't think Thompson Planes have onboard Wi-Fi. So do I make the programme in Gatwick Airport, or do I do it earlier? I don't know. So you'll find out. If you hear airport noises next week, you'll know I took a chance and did it in the airport. Otherwise, I can't do it from Cyprus. It'll be too late. But then the programme the week after that will come from Cyprus, and the week after that as well. And then after that, in 5 weeks' time, it's going to be the Sisters of Blues and Soul Festival, and I'll be doing the show from up there as well. Looking forward to that. Okay, new album from the Mojo Preachers called Confessions. It was a track called Loaded Lucy.
We'll be right back.
That's loads of fun. The album is called Confessions. The band are the Mojo Preachers, and that's a track called Loaded Lucy. He's an old friend of the program. He's got a new album out called Can't Teach an Old Dog. Tom Doughty. Here he is with Milky Tea.
Just exploring, then it comes my way. You predicted I'm addicted. Ask me, I agree. You've got me down on my knees, black or white. It's the best fix. You predicted I'm addicted. Steaming hot hits the spot. It's the best fix. I've got steaming hot. It's the best fix. Ask me, I agree. You've got me down on my knees. Play tonight, tastes just right. It's the best you've had. Every morning, every day. Just exploring, then she comes my way.
Can't stand milky tea.
It was a midnight on the sea. The band was playing Kneel My God to Thee. Fare thee, Titanic, fare thee well. It was a midnight on the sea. The band was playing Kneel My God to Thee. Fare thee, Titanic, fare thee well. Titanic, when it got its load, captain, he hollered, all aboard. Fare thee, Titanic, fare thee well. Titanic, when it got its load, the captain, he hollered, all aboard. Fare thee, Titanic, fare well. Titanic coming round the curve, when it run into the great big iceberg. Fare thee, Titanic, fare thee well. Titanic coming round the curve, when it ran into the great big iceberg. Fare thee, Titanic, fare thee well. When the Titanic was sinking down, they had them lifeboats all around. Fare thee, Titanic, fare thee well. When the Titanic was sinking down, they had them lifeboats all around. Fare thee, Titanic, fare thee well. They had them lifeboats all around, saving the women and children, letting the men go down. Fare thee, Titanic, fare thee well. You had them lifeboats all around, saving the women and children, letting the men go down. Fairly Titanic, farewell. Jack Johnson wanted to get on board. Captain says, I ain't hauling no coal. Fairly Titanic, fairly well. Jack Johnson wanted to get on board. Captain says, I ain't hauling no coal. Fairly Titanic, fairly well. When he heard about that mighty shock, you might have seen the man dance the Eagle Rock. Fairly Titanic, fairly well. When I heard about the mighty shot, you might have seen a man dance the Eagle Rock. Fairly Titanic, fairly well.
Titanic, fairly well. Eric Bibb and Jean-Jacques Milteau together from the album which came out last year, I guess it would be, Leadbetty's Gold, Live at the Sunset. And before that, you heard Tom Doughty singing about how he hates milky tea, and that's taken from his album, his new album, Can't Teach an Old Dog. And that's it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. Ravenblues.co.uk is a website to go to where everything you need to know about the programme, links to all the artists we've played, not only this week, but over the last 12 or 13 years. Download the old programmes and listen to or watch some of the sessions as well. And there'll be a link also for where to vote for the British Blues Awards. I would appreciate your vote. I know it's all sort of, the awards are a bit frippery and it's all a bit light and things, but it's funny in a sense. When you get nominated, you think, actually, I would like to win. Anyway, thank you for giving me an hour of your valuable time, and I look forward to the same again in about a week's time, which may, as I say, come from Gatwick Airport. We'll work it out at the time. Let's close with another new album, Too Slim and the Tail Draggers. The album is Blood Moon, just been released, and this is called Get Your Going Out On. That is so true. I'm going out, and maybe sometime. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.